All right, Rabbi Osai, good morning. Let us continue. So you're continuing Miras Hashem in Perek Yud Aleph in Mesilas Yesharim, still focusing today on, continuing to focus on the Midah of Kaas, right? So we left off, I just want to see where we left off. Right, Kol Eile told us Hagaiva. Right, good. So I'll say good. So the truth is, we're beginning Kaas, excuse me, I'm sorry. So today we're finished, so the Ramchal says, Kol Eile told us Hagaiva, HaMashiva HaChamim Achar V'dayta Misakeles. So up until now we've been speaking extensively about the offshoots, and we'll call it the Mida offshoots of Gaiva, and how we've seen again how Gaiva manifests itself, arrogance manifests itself in so many different and dramatic ways. The power of Gaiva is Hamashiva Chachamim Achar V'dayta Misakeles. What does Gaiva do? What does Gaiva do? What does arrogance do? It turns your das, it turns your intellect upside down, and ultimately twists your sense of understanding. Now listen, we know this. This is what the Ramchal pointed out, that when a person is a Baal Gaiva, they don't think straight. They don't think straight because everything becomes about my covet. Everything becomes about me, and all I see is the world through the lens of what suits or what benefits me. Mesir Alev Rashi Achachma Biavki Talmidim Shloshim Shu Kaltzarkam Shekim At Shenivguhu Einem Kvar Achachma Shavim Balhem Belibam. And I will say, of course, the problem of Gaiva, as Ramchal wrote in, as we learned in yesterday, is that even if someone is incredibly wise, the Midah of Gaiva could fundamentally undermine that wisdom. And not only that, what's the other problem of Gaiva? Is that someone who's not wise, someone who clearly lacks life experience and is totally unwise, thinks that what? They're wise. And I will say, sometimes thinking that you're wise and thinking that you have the answers and thinking that you know is the most dangerous thing in the world. Because as Ramchal wrote yesterday, he wrote a while ago, but as we learned yesterday, that when a person thinks that they know everything, they're closed off to Musar, they're closed off to feedback, they're closed off to critique, they're closed off to seeing different perspectives and understanding things in a different way, and that becomes a death sentence for dynamic life growth. The Ramchal goes on, V'yakulam ne'amar, Tovas Hashem kol gvaleiv, u'mikulam tzarech she'inak erotze midas hanakiyas. And about Gaiva itself, Shalom Aleich writes, Tovas Hashem, it is an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anyone who is a Baal Gaiva. And I both say, remember, the word to'eva, abomination, is a pretty strong word that's used in a few select areas in the Torah to describe things that are pretty bad. The fact that Shlomo HaMelech uses that same word to describe an abomination to describe gaiva is so incredibly profound and tells you the depravity of this particular midah that Ramchal says, and therefore we understand why a person has to be menakeh, a person has to cleanse himself. Remember, Yonah Bosei, the whole point of this parak of Nikios is what? Is to show me, is to highlight the understanding that there are certain things that are negative traits. But then what does Ramchal say? What does Ramchal do? He shows us how many tentacles these negative traits have, and now I understand, well, like I need to get to work cleaning myself. I need to get to work making sure that there's no vestige of these negative traits residing inside of me. And Ramchal continues, the yeda of Yavin, ki nagaiva ela ivarin mamish asher ein secha la adam roach hasrono. So makir perisuso. Furthermore, again, what's gaiva? Rabbi say gaiva is a form of life blindness. Form of life blindness. When a person is a baal gaiva, they're blind. What are they blind to? Person doesn't see his own deficiencies or own shortcomings. And if I can't see what's broken inside of me, and all of us have stuff that's broken inside of us, but if I can't see it, I certainly what? Can't fix it. I can't correct it. Because if I was really able to see myself for who I am, really able to see my shortcomings and my deficiencies, so Ramchal here says something so beautiful. We're good people. We're good people. And therefore, again, if I see something that's not good or I see something that's broken, I want to fix it. But in order to fix it, my eyes have to be open to see what I need to fix. Gaiva blinds me. Gaiva prevents me from seeing what's broken inside of me. And if I can't see it, then ultimately I can't fix it. And if I can't fix it, you know how it works in life. Stuff that's broken doesn't just remain broken at the same level. It continues to erode and continues to get worse every moment that it's not actively fixed. So now ultimately we're actually going to talk about Gaiva more. There's more discussion about Gaiva when we actually get to the end of the Sefer and we get to the Midah of Anava, of humility. Because obviously, humility is the opposite of Gaiva. Asher mipnei koshi agadol sheyesh bahasagasa husma b'divrei Pinchas min ha'achronos. We'll say, the Ramchal here makes an amazing observation. You would think that in Mesilas Yesharim, when would there be a discussion of Anava? Right? When would there be a discussion of humility? Right? Or again, right after Gaiva. In other words, put them together. Before Gaiva, after Gaiva. If you'll notice, by the way, Anava is all the way at the end of the Sefer. Why? Because remember again, Mesilas Yesharim is set up as a progression. We go from A to B to C, and it's a very specific building order. Humility is one of the hardest midos to acquire. One of the hardest things. And therefore, it can only be acquired after a person goes through all of these prior steps. So that's why, again, Anava is not coming for a while. Because to feel a real sense of humility, which by definition requires what? By definition requires me to get rid, to rid myself of Gaiva, it's an avoda. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Now we'll see we transition to anger. Right, so you're going now from Gaiva and speak a little bit about anger. And this is really an incredible piece. Hine, yesh haragzon sha'amru alav, kalakoyes kilu oved avodazar. Supposed to say, like Gaiva, there are different levels, and we'll call different levels of kas, different levels of anger. So any person who goes ahead and gets angry, it's as if he's worshipped idolatry. So we'll say, so again, that's a statement of Chazal. Now remember again, now what's the pshat with this? So the basic pshat, as we'll say, is that anger, and we'll discuss different levels of anger, but anger could often represent a total loss of control. And a person, all a person sees, like you see red, right? I'm blinded by the anger. And when I'm blinded by the anger, I could forget everything. I could forget my spouse. I could forget my children. I could forget my friends. I could forget everything. I could even forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means when it says, Kalakois kilu ovei level. These are on a basic level. The Ramchal is going to explain a little bit deeper. He says, V'hu hanichas al kol davar shiyase neged ritzono. They both say, This level that Chazal say, that if you get angry, it's like you're worshipping idolatry. This is the highest level of kas. And in this level of kas, a person gets angry at every single thing that doesn't go their way. Right? In other words, easily angered. Or mismali chema, at shekvar libo bal imo va'atzaso nivra. A person gets so angry that what? That literally, again, I lose control. Libo bal imo means, again, my heart is not with me, which means I lose emotional control. Va'atsaso niv'ara. And I have no power of rational thought. So I lose control over thought, and I lose control over emotion. What makes me lose control over emotion, over thought? Something doesn't go my way. Something doesn't go my way, and I just lose it. V'hine, ish kazeh, Rabosei, listen to these words, ish kazeh, kedai lahachriv olam malei. A person like this, Rabosei, who gets angry over things that don't go his way, and loses control, ultimately, again, over his thoughts and his emotions, a person like this could destroy the entire world. A person could destroy the entire world. Im ye yecholus biyado. If he had the power to do so, he could literally destroy the world. In other words, the anger is so intense that he could destroy a world. Because he's not thinking rationally at all. Vusar tam, he has no reason about him. Vusar tam, mamish gekol hachayos hatarfos. Rabbo say, what the description here is so profound. What does he become like? A predatory animal. Rabbo say, what does a predatory animal do? Just tears everything apart. Valav ne'emar, Torif nafsho ba'apo halamancha te'azev aretz. And Pesukim Yov says, literally, a person who tears apart his soul in anger, will he spare the earth? Ve'hukal vaday la'avar kol mine averos. Sheva olo. And I'll say, so it makes sense. If a person is saying, I just want to point out, just also understand, even in this parak, the order of the Ramchal is very specific. The idea that he's going ahead and putting kas after gaiva is also not, that's not incidental. In other words, there's a progression. Much of kas is rooted in gaiva. In other words, why does a person get angry when something doesn't go their way? Why am I getting angry when something doesn't go their way? That's gaiva. Because I think everything should go my way. I think people should do what I tell them to do. And I think that the world should unfold the way I want it to unfold. That's gaiva. So unchecked gaiva leads to unchecked kas. And this first, remember, he's describing the most intense level of kas. Most intense level of kas is, I get angry over anything, and when I do, oh boy, right? When I do, I lose control over everything. There's no control over my intellect. There's no control over my emotions. A person like this could destroy worlds. Could literally destroy worlds. And because, ultimately, again, and I will say, because I've lost control over my intellect, and because I lost control over my emotions, so therefore, again, the commission of Averos becomes something very easy. Because at the end of the day, of course, this is what the Gemara means when it says a person who gets angry could worship idolatry. Or it's like he's worshiping idolatry. The idea is, unchecked kas could lead to even the most heinous and severe of averus. And it makes perfect sense. Because if I have no intellect to rein me in, because intellect is out the window, if I have no emotions to rein me in, because emotions are out the window, then by definition, anything becomes possible. This is the meaning. So Chazal don't literally mean that if you get the act of getting angry, ultimately, again, is tantamount to worshiping idolatry. Rather, again, what Chazal are saying is when a person reaches that level of intense anger to the point that they lose control over their emotions, lose control over their intellect, any avera becomes possible, even the most heinous spiritual crime of idolatry. So we'll stop over here for today. And like Gaiva, Ramchal is going to go through each step, ultimately, again, of Kas. And again, we started from the most intense, and Emir HaTashem will work our way down. We'll say Shkoyach.